we have a very special gentleman with us this morning. I had an opportunity to talk with this gentleman a few months ago regarding his hobby. The agenda item is entitled Living. Wait a minute, let me find it. That'd be a good thing, wouldn't it? Transforming My Dreams into Reality, Perspectives from a Blind Hunter. And here with us this morning from Edmond, South Carolina, here is Michael Edmonds.
I've been making in the woods. You can bet I've been sitting pretty good. High on a hill, looking at a field downwind. If I can make a nickel off of turning in bands, never worry about the price of gas. I've been wheeling and dealing and sitting there reeling on me. Hunting, fishing, loving every day. That's the prayer that a country boy prays. Thank God he made me this way. Hunting, fishing, loving every day.
How's everybody doing this morning? Everybody hear me okay? Okay. Can y'all hear me now? Okay. My name is Michael Edmonds, like President Koppel said. I live in Edmond, South Carolina. I want to take just a second to thank Steve Cook Jr. for sharing my story with President Koppel and the National Federation of Blind South Carolina State Convention for having me here to speak. This is my first convention I've ever been to. I grew up in a little town called Cross Anchor, South Carolina. I've been hunting and fishing since I was old enough to walk with my grandpa and my dad, you know, getting out, just trampling the woods and hitting the rivers and doing different things and fishing. 6 years ago, I went to work on my job, left for work that morning. Thought everything was going to be just peaches and cream for the day. 9 o'clock that morning, well, about 9:45, there was air lifting me to Augusta, Georgia Burn Center. I was in a chemical explosion. When I got to Augusta, they put me in a medically induced coma where I stayed for almost 8 weeks. I had burns over 40% of the front of my body. I inhaled it. It got my lungs, my throat. Had 4 major skin graft surgeries, and when they decided I was stable enough to start waking back up, that's when I realized I couldn't sleep. And as I was down there in Augusta, and I was sitting there thinking, all right, what am I going to do now since I can't sleep? I mean, it was like one night I was there in the room by myself, and it was just like Mr. Koppel sitting here beside me. I heard this voice say, all right, buddy, you can either sit and feel sorry for yourself or you can make the best of the situation. And I've chose to try to make the best of the situation. This was in 2013. 2016, I got introduced to the South Carolina Commission of the Blind. I got involved in independent living with my counselor was Danielle Driscoll. And she got me set up with Miss Sherlene Potts to do virtual JAWS training. I think my training went pretty good with Miss Potts. I learned a lot. it was 2017. My daughter took me on a fishing trip. We were sitting there doing a little fishing because I knew I could fish. But up until then, I thought I'd never be able to hunt again. So all my equipment, I sold everything I had. Me and her was on a fishing trip, and one of the game wardens from around Spartanburg came and was talking to me, and turkey season had just finished. And I said, you know, I'd love to be in those woods listening to those birds. And he said, well, what's stopping? And my sarcasm almost kicked in. But I had to watch what I say because, you know, I'm sitting there fishing. He could have said, "All right, buddy, let me see your license." But I told him, I said, "Well, can't see." And he said, "Well, you can still hunt as long as you have a sighted person sitting with you." And this just rung a bell in my head. And that's all I could think about the rest of the fishing trip. It was like, how do blind people hunt? How do blind people shoot? And it was just like constant in my mind. Because that was always something that that was my go-to thing in the fall. Get out, get in the woods. You know, that was my time to spend with the Lord, you know, out in his creation. So, you know. So I got back home from the fishing trip, and since I had already learned how to use Jaws, I pulled my laptop out, and I'm sitting there, and I'm just searching YouTube, how blind people hunt, how blind people shoot, pretty much how blind people do anything. Because I was still kind of new to, which I am still kind of new, only 6 years into it, but 2017, I was, you know, trying to find things for myself to do and wasn't quite sure how I was going to do it yet. Well, I found this company that makes this mount that goes on your scope of your rifle. And it takes your cell phone and it holds the phone so the camera will look through the scope. And when you turn your camera on and it's looking through the scope, the person sitting with you can see what the scope's looking at from sitting behind you. Well, I got myself one of these mounts and I hounded one of my buddies about taking me to the gun range, and he thought I was flipping crazy. He's like, "I don't know, dude. Well, you and a gun." And he was but he never told me, "No, I'm not going to do it." He supported me on everything I did, still supports me on everything I do. We went to the gun range, we put the mount on the scope. And I told him, I said, "This is how I want you to get me lined up on a shot." I said, "I'm going to sit down at this table. And if I need to move left, I want you to tap me on my left shoulder. If I need to move right, I want you to tap me on my right. If I need to raise the barrel, tap me on top of the head. And if I need to lower it, tap me in the middle of the back." I said, "When you get me lined up on a shot, I want you to double tap me on the back of the neck, and I'm pulling the trigger." Well, we went through a box and a half of bullets that day. And after we got through, he said, "You know, this hunting thing is possible." And this was in like April or May of 2017. I'm sorry, it was August 2017. Deer season in the upper state opens September 15th for archery, October 1st for muzzleloader, and October the 11th for rifles. I made my return to the woods as a blind hunter October 14th, 2017. Thank you very much. We had deer activity out in front of us that morning. I could have had a shot opportunity, but I would have had to turn completely around, and we still was trying to feel everything out, but just being able to be out there that morning and listening to nature wake back up. I'm sitting there, tears rolling down my face, and I'm sitting there like, "Check this out, dude, you're doing this." Well, since October 2017, I have been able to harvest 6 white-tailed deer, and just this April, I went to Indiana on a wild turkey hunt, and I was able to kill my first ever wild turkey. I've got involved with this organization out of the state of Washington. It's called the North American Association of Blind Sportsmen. They do a lot of great things. They're trying to get more focused on showing blind people that it's okay to not let society tell you the things they've told you for years and years of you can't do this and you can't do that. We call it NABS for short. It's NAABS for North American Association of Blind Sportsmen. NABS is actually created by the blind for the blind. The founder is actually a blind individual. Another thing that I try to live by and I tell everybody I come in contact with is you don't let your ability define your ability. You don't let your disability define your ability. So, I just wanted to come down and share with y'all about things that I'm doing. Not only am I doing the hunting, with doing the social media, the Facebook, and different things I do on social media, some of my friends on some of the Facebook pages I do shared my story with a guy in Colorado. And this gentleman gave me a call, and he is one of the coaches for the USA Paralympic Visually Impaired Acoustic Shooting Team. I have been to two camps at the Olympic Training Center in Colorado Springs. I'm one of four blind people right now in the U.S. doing the visually impaired acoustic shooting. I've got another camp coming up in November, but we're trying to get everything focused and training and get everything ready to go to Tokyo, Japan next year for the Paralympics. So even though you got things that's going on in your life, don't ever give up on your dreams, because I can stand right here in front of you right now and tell you that, you know, dreams of getting back in the woods and doing hunting after my accident happened and took my sight, it is a reality now. And dreams of when I was a young kid of watching the Olympics and say, God, I wish what would I have to do to be in the Olympics? Now I'm actually a Paralympic athlete. So, thank y'all for having me. Hope something I said would encourage somebody, you know, if you've ever thought about hunting or fishing or doing anything like that, there are ways to get out there and do it. And another thing I wanted to share, I'm also a concealed weapon permit holder. I actually passed my test as a blind person. Thank y'all for having me again, and I'm going to turn it back over to President Kopp.
Michael, thanks so much, man.
Yes, awesome. Sir.